Du 2010 metai sausio 26 diena, toliau skaitome Mahabharatą, versta Krishna Dharmas Prabhu, 21 dalį 24 tekstą, kuris vadinasi Judištyros moraliniai nurodymai. When Krishna heard the news that the Pandavas had been exiled, he decided to go to see them in the forest. He invited Balarama, Drishtadyumna, Shikhandi and many other kings to accompany him, along with Subhadra and her son. And together they rode to the Kamyaka forest. Seeing Yudhishthira and his brothers dressed in deer skins and stripped of their kingdom, both Balarama and Krishna were enraged. Krishna said, I cannot tolerate this injustice. The earth shall drink the blood of Duryodhana, Karna, Shakuni, and that fourth one, Dushasana. After we kill them and their followers, we will install Dharmaraj on the throne. Those cunning men deserve to be slain. This is quite in accord with eternal morality. Čia reikia paminėti, kad Krishna irgi turi pykti, bet tas pyktis kyla iš meilės savo atsidavusiam. Krishna's anger blazed. It seemed as if he were about to consume the creation. Arjuna quickly sought to pacify him by recollecting his many wonderful deeds. O Krishna, the great Rishi Vyasadeva has told me that you are the cause of creation, the mover of all minds, and the beginning and end of all things. All asceticism rests in you, who are an embodiment of all sacrifice and the eternal Supreme Person. All the gods depend upon you, and you are the origin of the universal creator Brahma. Almighty armed Keshava, you have appeared many times on earth in different incarnations. Šis pusės pats Krishna pyko, bet jisai pats buvo tas asmuo, kuris leido visam tam įvykti. Accepting Krishna as the cause of even the Almighty Vishnu, Arjuna described the various Vishnu avatars who had appeared in the past ages. O Krishna, as Narasimha, you slew the mighty Asura Hiranyakashipu. As Aditi's son, Vamana, you spanned the entire universe at three steps. O soul of all beings, covering the heavens, you dwell in the body of the sun and imbue him with your own effulgence. Ja, iš tikrųjų, Krishna duoda savo švietėjimo jėgos Saulės Dievui. Arjuna went to describe Krishna's activities in his present appearance. We have killed numerous demonic kings who were fierce enemies of even the gods. O Janardana, you have manifest here on earth the secret and eternal city Dvaraka, which abounds in opulence and is always crowded with rishis. Envy and truth, malice and cruelty are absent in you, who are always the well-wishing friend of all creatures. Narada has told me that at the end of the yuga, all things, mobile and immobile, will enter your body. O Krishna, there is no limit to your glories. I have spoken of only a minute part. As he spoke, Arjuna felt himself becoming overpowered by transcendental ecstasy. Va, čia rodo, kad Arjuna buvo, jisai buvo transcendentiniam lygį. His voice choked up and he was unable to continue. Pleased and pacified by Arjuna's expression of love, Krishna said, You are mine and I am yours. All that is mine is yours. He who hates you also hates me, and he who follows you also follows me. Formerly, you were Nara and I was Narayana. Though individuals, we are as one. No one can understand our oneness and difference. Čia labai yra įdomus dalykas, kad Krishna pasako, kas buvo Arjuna. Jisai buvo Nara, jis buvo Narayana. Aišku, čia vėlgi, kiek man tenka suprasti, čia yra Arjuna, jis yra džyva. Gaunas. Kitas dalykas apie meilę. Jeigu tu esi tyras Krišnos baktas, jeigu tave įskaudina, įskaudina patį Krišną. Taip sakant, jeigu gyvo būtybė sieja su Krišna meilės ryšiai, tai yra, ta gyva būtybė gali viską gauti, visus turtus, visą šlovę iš Krišnos, kiek tik Krišna panori. Ir Krišna jai nieko negaili. Ką reiškia, kad su meilė galima nupirkti viską faktiškai. Tiek dvasiško, tiek materialaus. Į materialiam pasaulyje motina sako vaikams, jūsų laimė yra mano laimė. Tu esi mano, aš esu tavo. Tas, kas nekeičia tavęs, nekenčia manęs. Tas, kas myli tave, myli mane. Taip motina sako. Ir tas pats šiandien yra gyvos būtybės santykiuose su Krišna. Jeigu labai reikia atsargiai su baktais. Kuo baktas labiau pažengęs, tuo atsargiau su juo reikia, nes jis labai brangus Krišnai. Ypatingai tyri baktai, jeigu mes įžeidinėsim, mes patį Krišnai įžeisim, mes gausim, mums šventas vardas nesikartos, negausim skonio tarnybai, sukils materialas prisirišimai, maja padengs. Taigi taip pat, jeigu mes seksim tyrais baktais, mes seksim pačiu Krišną, kaip čia jis rašo. To praktika rodo, mes sakom Šrila Prabhupada ir visi gaunam begalinės malonės. Atsikratom žalingų įpročių, pradedam suvokti kažkokius gilesnius dalykus, pradedam eit pas Dievą. Tiesiog gaunam labai daug, karma pagerėja galų galiu. Šrila Prabhupada labai artimas Krišnai. Draupadi, your dark beauty enhanced by her soft deer skin clothes, came forward with folded palms and said to Krishna, O irrepressible one, all the great rishis have described you as the supreme person. The entire universe is existing in you and you are the refuge of all ascetics and sages. Even as children sport with their toys, so do you sport with the celestials. Palyginimas. Those seeking your protection are never overcome by calamity. O slayer of demons, how is it then that one like me, the wife of the Pandavas, the sister of Drishtadyumna and your friend, could have been so insulted by the Kauravas? Draupadi iškelia. Tokį klausimą, jeigu Krishna kaip vaikai žaidžia su savo žaislais, taip Krišna žaidžia su pusdeviais galingais. Kaip taip galėjo nutikti, kad Draupadi, kuris siekė prieglobščio prie Krišnos, buvo taip įžeista. Draupadi's dark eyes filled with tears as she spoke. Subhadra also wept as she stood with her arm around Draupadi's shoulder. As she recalled the dice game, Draupadi became angry. Why, O Krishna, did my five powerful husbands sit silently while I was humiliated by a wicked man of no importance? Fie upon Bhima's arms and Arjuna's celebrated Gandiva, for they couldn't protect a woman in distress, not even their wife. Fie upon Bhishma and Dhritarashtra, although I am their daughter-in-law, they were prepared to see me a slave. Draupadi hid her face with her soft hands, which resembled lotus buds. Her shoulders shook as she cried. Regaining her composure after a few moments, she took a deep breath and concluded, O Krishna, you are my only shelter. I deserve your protection for four reasons. Due to our family relationship, our friendship, the respect you bear for me and the fact that you are my lord. Krishna replied, O fair lady, you will see the wives of those with whom you are angry weep as you now weep when their husbands lie dead on the battlefield, their bodies covered with arrows and weltering in blood. Don't grieve. I shall do for the Pandavas whatever lies within my power. You shall be the queen of kings. I speak the truth. The heavens may fall and the Himalayas move. The earth may be rent and the ocean dry up. But know for certain, O Draupadi, that my words will never prove false. Jis neatsakė, kodėl taip viskas įvyko. Jis pasakė, kad bus atkeršta. Draupadi was solaced by Krishna's words. She didn't doubt that he acted only for her ultimate welfare. The princess glanced across at Arjuna, who said, O lotus-eyed lady, don't weep. What Krishna has said will come to pass. It cannot be otherwise. Standing by his sister's side, Drishtadyumna declared, I shall slay Drona. Our brother Shikhandi will kill Bhishma. Bhima will kill Duryodhana and Arjuna will kill Karna, who offered you such unbearable offense in the Sabha. Dear sister, with Rama and Krishna assistance, even Indra cannot conquer us. What then can be said of Dhritarashtra's sons? Čia įdomu, kad net brolis, kuris galėjo tikrai Pandavams priekaištaut, kad jų sesė nebuvo, kad jo sesė nebuvo apginta, nieks nieko nesakė. All present now turned again toward Krishna, looking at Yudhishthira. Krishna said, O Lord of the earth, had I not been otherwise engaged at the time, I would have personally come to prevent the gambling match. By pointing out the evils associated with gambling, I would have gained the support of Bhishma, Drona, Kripa and Balika. Between us, we would surely have swayed the blind king from his crooked purpose. The Brahmins present gathered around to hear Krishna speak, and he glanced at them with affection. Indulgence in illicit sex, gambling, hunting and intoxication are the four evils which beset man and deprive them of their prosperity. Gambling is particularly marked by the destruction of property, by misfortune and by the squandering of wealth. It leads only to harsh words and enmity. Nu va, dažnai baktai klausia, kur parašyta, kad negalima šitų keturių dalykų daryti. Vat, Mahabharatoj parašyta. Pasakė, neleistinas lytinis gyvenimas, tai yra seksas ne šeimoje ir ne dėl vaikų, azartiniai žaidimai, mėsos valgymas ir intoksikacijos yra penki blogiai, kurie žmogų padaro skurdžiu visom prasmėm. Krishna said he would have pointed this out to Dhritarashtra. And if the king didn't listen, he would have used force to bring him to his senses. And if anyone had supported the king in his ignorance, I would have destroyed them all. All this would surely have taken place, O king, if I hadn't been away from Dwaraka at the time. I was only upon my return that Satyaki informed me of the events in Hastinapura. Immediately upon receiving the news, I came here. My heart is pained to see you now, overtaken by calamity and sunk into misfortune. Faktiškai Krishna juk viską žinojo, kaip paramato, kas vyksta. Bet jisai tam tikrą rolę vaidina. Yudhishthira asked Krishna where he had been during the gambling match. Krishna explained that he had gone to do battle with a king named Shalva, a friend of Shishupala. When Shalva heard that Krishna had killed Shishupala, he went to Dwaraka and attacked the city while Krishna was in Indraprastha. Shalva owned a great airship which resembled a flying city. He had received this wonderful airship as a gift from Shiva. In battle, he used it as a base from which to attack his foes. Raining down weapons of every kind, he had challenged Krishna, not realizing he was absent from Dwaraka. After wreaking havoc in Dwaraka, he had returned to his own city. Šita istorija yra aprašyta Krišna aukščiausias Dievo asmuo knygoje, kurią Prabhupada išleido. Apie mistinį erdvėlaivį. To erdvėlaiviai, kurie atskrenda šiais laikais, jie negali net iš tolo, net pažinti skridantis objektai. Šiais laikais dažniausiai tai yra erdvėlaiviai, kurie atskrenda iš apatinių planetarinių sistemų. Kadangi pusdieviai mažai kontaktuoja su žmonėm tokiais būdais. Galų gale jų erdvėlaiviai visai kitokie. Žmonės nuodėmingi, dabar pritraukia nuodėmingas būtybės. Because Yudhishthir was interested, Krishna described in detail the fight that had taken place between Shalva and Dvaraka's warriors. He then told the Pandava how, after returning to Dvaraka and hearing of Shalva's attack, he had gone personally to fight him. A terrible battle ensued. Shalva had acquired great mystic power through his performance of asceticism. While he was fighting with Krishna, he created an illusion and seemingly killed Krishna's father Vasudeva right on the battlefield. By his mystic power, Shalva also sent showers of arrows, clubs, winged darts, lances, thunderbolts, bullets, rockets, swords, axes, and other weapons down upon Krishna and his forces. In the end, Krishna killed Shalva and destroyed his earship with the Sudarshana chakra. Nu va. Tai yra pabrėžiama, kad jėga ateina per asketizmą, mistinės galios. Demonai jie atlieka askezės, kurios aprašytas vedose, tam, kad gaut mistinės galios. Ir pusdieviai duoda tas galės. Jie privalo duot, jeigu jos garbina. Krishna concluded his narration, that is why Yudhishthira was unable to come to Hastinapura. The dice match took place just after I had slain Shalva and was engaged in restoring Dvaraka back to its former condition. If I had come, Duryodhana wouldn't now be alive and the gambling match would never have taken place. What can I do now? It's difficult to stem the tide when the dam is broken. Bet jis yra paramatma, žinau, kiekvieną sekundę, kas vyksta. Nu, kaip bebūtų. Visas šitas dalykus organizuoja Yoga Maya. Krišnos vidinė energija. Organizuoja tobulai. Krishna concluded his narration. That is why, O Yudhishthira, I was unable to come to Hastinapura. Krishna stood up to leave. He could do nothing for the Pandavas until the end of the 13 years. He knew that Yudhishthira and his brothers were too virtuous to break their word. And they would doubtlessly remain in the forest for the full period. Krishna therefore told them that he would return to see them at the end of their exile. If Duryodhana didn't return their kingdom, he said, then he knew there would be a battle in which the Kaurava and his followers would be annihilated. The Pandavas bade Krishna and his party farewell, and Arjuna especially bid an affectionate goodbye to Subhadra and their young son Abhimanyu. Taip kitko, Subhadra buvo Arjunos žmona. Closely followed by Drishtadyumna and the other monarchs, Krishna left the forest on his golden chariot, which shone like the sun. As the thunderous sound of the chariot wheels died away into the distance, Yudhishthira ordered his brothers to make ready for their own departure. He wanted to enter more deeply into the Kamyaka forest and find a suitable place where they might spend their exile. Nu va, įsizduoji, prarandi visą imperatoristę, imperiją ir eini mišką gyventi. Still accompanied by hundreds of Brahmins, the brothers made their way into the forest. Tikrai labai įdomu. Brahmanai buvo tokie ištikimi ir nežinau, čia rašo, ar čia jie nesupranta, ar jie buvo su šeimom, ar čia buvo grinai atsiskirėliai. Tai buvo labai ištikimi Yudhishthirai, imperatoriai. After some time, they came to a great lake called Dvaitavana. Swans, chakravarkas, and other graceful birds swam in its waters, and the lake's edges were crowded with red, blue, and white lotuses, which were so fragrant that the air was heavy with their perfume. Kali yogai gėlės ne mažai kvepia. Tais laikais taip kvepėjo, kad net buvo sunkus kvapas. Numerous fruit trees loaded with golden fruits grew all around the lake. Peacocks, chakoras, cuckoos and other birds, all singing beautiful songs, played in the trees. The brothers also saw many siddhas and charanas sporting in the woods and on the lake shore, and numberless rishis sitting motionless at the water's edge, their minds fixed on the Supreme Brahman. Nu va, aprašo miško gyvenimą. Čaranai sidhus, tai yra aukštutinių planetų sistemų gyventojai, lankydavosi žemėje. Ryšiai medituodavosi daug, ten vien būnant galima tobulėti. Yudhishthira was delighted. The area was beautiful. They would live there. The brothers rested beneath a large banyan tree, looking like five great elephants sitting by the side of a mountain. Dhaumya then performed sacred rituals to sanctify the place where they would build their cottages, and then they began construction. Living in that forest, tarp kitko prieš statant daromas ritualas. Jeigu norima statyti namą, reikia ar atsikeliamai na. Norint statyti namą, pastatą kažkokį reikia visą laiką atlikti ritualą. Jegi, pašalintą vietą, valyti. Living in that forest, the Pandavas resembled a number of Indras amid the celestials. They served the rishis and Brahmins by offering them excellent fruits and roots. Dhaumya and other priests would perform daily sacrificial rites in honor of the gods and the Pandavas' ancestors. They thought constantly of Krishna and passed their time hearing the Brahmins recite Vedic texts. Nu va, jų lygumo koksai. Soon after their arrival at Dvaitavana, the ageless Rishi Markandeya visited them. It was said that Markandeya had lived since the dawn of creation and knew of everything that had occurred in the history of the universe. Oho, tokia susitikt. Klausyt parom galima. He greeted the Pandavas with affection and accepted their worship. The Rishi, whose body was effulgent with spiritual light, and who appeared to be a youth of 16, smiled to see them. They reminded him of Rama and Lakshman, who had been exiled to the forest hundreds of thousands of years previously. The sage had also visited them. Nu gera šitai, tokia susitikti išminčių. Kas tamiausia, reiškia, iš jo jie sklido šviesa dvasinė. Jis buvo jaunai atrodantis. Askezė duoda jaunumą ir švytėjimą. Dvasinė praktika. Since arriving in the forest, Yudhishthira had felt grief at what he had caused beginning to engulf him. Seeing Markandeya smiling, he asked, O illustrious one, all these ascetics, here are sorry to see our plight. How is it that you alone smile with delight? I am not delighted, my child. Rather, I am amazed at how much your situation resembles the life of Dasharatha's son Rama. He too suffered due to his unfailing truthfulness, and he too lived in the forest, exiled for some years. I remember seeing him thousands of years ago wandering Mount Rishyamukha with his bow. Like you, Rama was high-souled and innocent, and like you, he lived in the forest out of filial obedience to his father. This is why I am smiling. No matter how powerful each of us may be, we cannot avoid the calamities that arrive through destiny. No one, therefore, should ever act unrighteously, thinking I am powerful. Čia labai gera realizacija iš tikrųjų pasakė. Markandėja ryšys buvo klaikiai galingas. Jis pasakė, net mes negalim išvengti. Reikia atsiminti savo vietą. Jeigu Krišna siunčia, Krišna siunčia. Markandėja then assured Yudhishthira that, like Rama, he too would again regain his kingdom from the Kauravas when his period of exile was over. After promising to come again while they were in the forest, he headed to the north. O, reikės pamedituoti Markandėja ryšį, pajust kontaktą šitą asmenybę. Tai va, baigėsi vienas skirelis. Pratęsim po to kitą vėliau, kitą dieną. Hare Krishna.